an informational podcast on tips for writing an excellent reference letter. At some point in life, you're almost certainly going to have to write a reference letter for someone. It might be a former employee or student, or even a family friend. Here's what you need to know about the purpose of reference letters and how to write the most effective letter possible. Note: I will be using candidate to refer to the person who the reference letter is about, you to refer to the person writing the reference letter, and recipient to refer to the person receiving the letter. I'll emphasize here, though, that reference letters are not only for job or academic candidates, it's just a handy term to use to keep this article straightforward. What is a reference letter and when are they used? A reference letter is usually written to testify to a person or, occasionally, a company's skills, character and/or achievements. Sometimes a reference letter is known as a recommendation letter. It is a formal document, and should be typed and written in a serious and business-like style. Reference letters are used in a wide variety of situations. There is no definitive list that covers all possible scenarios. The most common examples are: when a candidate applies for a job, they may need a reference to support their application. If an interviewee is given a job offer, they may need to supply a reference letter before the contract can be signed. A student applying for an academic course often requires a reference letter to support their application. A student applying for funding will often need to supply reference letters. Companies may use reference letters as testimonies to their trustworthiness and ability to carry out a job well. Prospective tenants may need to provide their landlord with a reference letter, testifying to their good financial status. This could be from a prior landlord or from a current employer. Now the next subtopic comes as: who should write a reference letter? If you are approached and asked to write a reference letter for a job candidate, a student or a company, consider whether you can legitimately do so. A reference letter is a formal document, and it is crucial that you do not lie or fudge the truth in it, or there could be legal repercussions. If someone wants a reference letter from you, the candidate should be someone you know reasonably well. For example, you cannot provide any authoritative comment on the academic ability of a student who's only been attending your lectures for a week. You should know the candidate in a capacity which gives you the ability to write a meaningful reference. For example, if you have worked with the person, it would be appropriate for you to write a reference letter to a prospective employer for them. You should be able to provide an honest and positive reference. If you truly feel that the candidate has no good qualities for you to emphasize, or if you have had a personality clash with them in the past, you should tell them to seek a reference letter from someone else. What goes into a reference letter? The exact structure of a reference letter will differ slightly depending on the type of reference it is, but this is a good basic outline. Start using the business letter format. Put the recipient's name and address, if known, and address them as dear, name. If the recipient is currently unknown, this would be likely on an academic application, for instance, then use dear sir, madam, or to whom it may concern. It is often helpful to introduce yourself in the first couple of lines of your letter. The recipient will not need your life history, just give a brief sentence or two explaining your position and your relationship to the candidate. Your next paragraph should confirm any facts which you know the candidate will be supplying along with your letter. For example, if you are writing a reference for a job applicant, some or all of these details may be appropriate: the person's job title and role within the company, the person's leaving salary when they were last employed by you or your organization, the dates which the person was employed from and until. If you are writing a reference letter for an academic course, you will need to confirm the person's academic grades. In your third paragraph, you should provide your judgment upon the candidate's skills and qualities. It is often appropriate to state that you would gladly re-employ them, or that their contributions to your college class were highly valued. Single out any exceptional qualities that the candidate has, perhaps their drive and enthusiasm, their attention to detail, or their ability to lead. Where possible, use your fourth paragraph to give a couple of concrete examples of times when the candidate excelled. You may want to ask the candidate to tell you about any extracurricular projects they've been involved in, or invite them to highlight anything they'd particularly like you to include in the reference letter. Close your letter on a positive note, and if you are willing to receive further correspondence about the candidate's application, make this clear. Include your contact details too. As with any business letter, you should end appropriately. Yours sincerely, when you are writing to a named recipient, and yours faithfully, when you do not know who will be receiving the letter. Things to avoid. Make sure that you avoid mentioning any weaknesses the candidate has, saying anything that could be construed as libel, writing in an informal manner, keep the letter business-like. Jokes, slang and casual language are not appropriate and may harm the candidate's chances. Including personal information not relevant to the application. Mentioning the candidate's race, political stance, religion, nationality, marital status, age or health is usually inappropriate. Spelling mistakes, sloppy writing or typos, this letter is hugely important to the candidate, and you should take care to make it look professional. A podcast providing tips for writing an excellent reference letter. By the Ghostwriters Guild. To know more, visit us today. Ghostwriters Guild is a platform for writers and writing service seekers. A state-of-the-art platform with the best of the interfaces at the desired costs. Visit us at www.ghostwritersguild.com.